PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading.
And welcome to the Oaks Neighborhood Annual Swap Meet and Flea Market. Every year, the neighbors get together and spend a whole afternoon swapping stuff, and this year, I think I've got some great stuff to swap. Swapping is the same as trading. It's when you want something that someone else has, and they want what you have, and so you end up swapping stuff, and everybody's happy. One of the fun things about trading is that you and the other person get to negotiate or figure out what goes into the trade. Now, negotiating can be very creative. It doesn't have to be just one for one. As Maria Lily discovers when her grandmother trades a dozen eggs for an entire feast in this book, Saturday, Sancocho.
Saturday, Sancocho. Written and illustrated by Leila Torres. Narrated by Josie de Guzman. Every Saturday, Maria Lily looked forward to making chicken sancocho with her grandparents, Mama Ana and Papa Angelino. Just the thought of stew simmering on the stove and filling the house with the aroma of cilantro made her mouth water. But one Saturday morning, Papa Angelino announced,
"There is no money for sancocho, not even a penny to buy the vegetables, let alone a chicken. All we have is a dozen eggs."
"Then we will use the eggs to make sancocho," replied Mama Ana. "Egg sancocho? Everyone knows sancocho is not prepared with eggs," said Maria Lily. Smiling, Mama Ana removed her apron and asked Maria Lily to take two baskets and place the eggs in one of them. "Come, my dear, we are going to the market." At the market square, they walked from stall to stall. First, they found Don Eugenio and his son Sebastian. Mama Ana persuaded Don Eugenio to accept six eggs for a bunch of green plantains. It did not take much bargaining. Sebastian was one of Maria Lily's classmates. The next stop was the stall of Doña Carmen. She was not interested in the eggs, but Mama Ana managed to trade nine plantains for 4 pounds of thick cassava. At first, Don Mateo was not in the mood for bartering. It took some time for Mama Ana to convince him to take 2 pounds of cassava for 6 ears of corn. She gave him a couple of eggs as well. Doña Dolores wanted all of the corn for just 8 carrots. "All my corn? No, dear lady, your carrots are not that big." Doña Dolores settled for 3 ears of corn and agreed that it was a fair exchange. Under the noonday sun, Mama Ana and Maria Lily traded their remaining eggs for onions and tomatoes to tomatoes for cilantro, cilantro for garlic, and garlic for cumin. But they still needed one more ingredient.
The chicken! What about the chicken?
Asked Maria Lily. How are we going to get it?
I have an idea, said Mama Anna.
Let's divide the vegetables equally between the two baskets. Mama Anna offered one of the baskets to Doña Petrona in exchange for a large red feathered chicken.
Impossible, said Doña Petrona. I'll give you this one instead.
No, it's much too skinny, said Mama Anna. They haggled until Mama Anna added two more carrots and some cumin to the basket. Doña Petrona accepted the offer, handing Maria Lily a nice pot-bellied chicken. It was not the largest one, but it was good enough for a wholesome stew. As Mama Anna and Maria Lily were leaving the marketplace, they passed Don Fernando's stall. He had always admired Mama Anna's hand-knit bags and suggested they trade one of the bags for one of his wooden ladles. With a wink, he also handed Maria Lily a colorful spinning top. Back home, Papa Angelino plucked the chicken while Mama Anna boiled the water and peeled the vegetables. Maria Lily chopped the onions and the cilantro. This was a teary job. That afternoon, no later than usual, they sat down to enjoy their chicken sancocho. Maria Lily ate slowly, blowing gently on each spoonful. The stew was delicious.
In order to make sancocho, Maria Lily's grandmother needed more than just chicken and vegetables. She needed a good understanding of what things are worth. And because she knew the value of her eggs, she was able to trade them or barter for all the other ingredients she needed. Now, in order for me to start my bartering, I have to understand the value of my stuff. So let's see. Wow, this is in great shape. It's almost perfect. I'm sure somebody would want it. Wow, it's even got money in it. I'll tell you what. What would you trade me for?
I would trade two of my old Barbies that I don't play with anymore. I'll trade you a nonfiction book.
I'll trade you six colored markers for your piggy bank.
I'll trade you a Nerf football.
I'll trade you my Walkman.
I don't think it's worth that much.
I'll trade you one book and two red pencils.
I suppose I could spare a couple of books for that.
I would trade you this glittery box that I made. It has lots of sparkles and glitter all over it. But I don't really know what to do with it yet. So I don't really know what to put in it, so I guess I should just give it away for something.
I'll trade you a watermelon.
I would trade you buttons.
I'll give you this necklace.
If you come back with something else, then I'll trade you.
Jenna, cool baseball cards. My nephew would love some of these.
I'd love the bag.
Really? Well, why don't we trade?
Okay.
Okay?
I'll give you Ken Griffey for the bank.
I don't know. Jenna, this bank has still got money in it. Is the Griffey a rookie card?
No.
Well, I'll tell you what. How about you throw in a Mark McGuire, and we've got a deal.
Okay.
Okay, there you go. How about that? Two new cards from my nephew's collection. And if it turns out he already has these, well, he can always trade them. See, that's the cool thing about having a collection. Whether it's sports cards, coins, rocks, whatever, you can always add to it trade them, or just keep collecting. Jimmy Keene is a baseball fan who's been collecting cards for 3 years. He has almost 3,000 cards in his collection. Jimmy loves the game of baseball and enjoys learning about the players. And at 9 years old, he's an expert at collecting and trading cards.
What makes a card valuable is a number of things. A card will go up if the player did something really amazing the season before. If he does lousy, I think the price will go down. David Wells is a pitcher on the Yankees. I bought this card in the card store for 50 cents, but I think it's gonna go up to about a dollar since he pitched a perfect game.
A little harder, Jim. Reach me. I'm back here. Don't be afraid of it. Right in the pocket. Beautiful.
My name is James Keene. I'm Jimmy's dad.
Throw it from back here, like I taught you.
When Jimmy began trading his cards in the beginning, he would give away valuable cards without realizing their true value. So what he did is he got himself a book and learned on his own how to look up each individual card in the book and see exactly what its value was.
This is a Beckett guide. If you're not sure of the price of a card you have, you should look it up and it'll tell you. If I were to sell my collection, I would make about $2,000. I could buy a computer with that money. I got a nice Carlos Baerga. I usually trade cards with my friends once every 2 weeks.
I got Derek Jeter.
I trade you this for that.
Okay.
I like trading with Kevin because we both get the good end of the deal and we both get what we wanted. Here's a mint David Cone that's worth a dollar. I wouldn't like to get ripped off, and I'm sure he wouldn't either. So we tried to trade for the same prices.
Juan Gonzalez. Let me see how much this is worth.
If the cards are worth the same amount, then we'll both be happy.
A dollar exactly.
So do you want to make the trade?
Okay. Here you go.
I think Jimmy began to master that concept of learning the value of the cards by the store owner at the baseball card store where he trades.
I'm going to get one of those packs that Kevin got, that $100 Ken Griffey Jr. baseball card.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
How's everybody been?
Good.
Sherry, could I have one of those 1998 baseball dinos packs?
Sure can. Okay, if you got your lucky pack.
How much is this pack?
It's $2. Yeah. Thanks. Try that one. And how about you?
The thing I love most is opening a pack and finding a card that's worth more than the pack that I bought.
I got a PlayStation.
What makes a card valuable is the age of it, the condition of it, the availability.
A lot of
you want to get a mint card, which is a card that is in perfect condition. No soft corners, no bends, no tears. Perfect card. If it's less than perfect, it's going to be worth less.
Sherry, could you help me?
Mm-hmm. What you got?
Good guys, but could you help me with the last ones?
The last few ones? Oh, you know who you got up there. Kenny Lofton, who's probably like 30 cents. Andres Galarraga, probably 20 cents. Tino Martinez, Yankees first baseman, always worth a little bit more in New York. It's worth 25 cents. And Derek Jeter is definitely at least a dollar.
Tell me how much these two are.
Sure can. Greg Maddux is probably about 30 cents, and Mo Vaughn's probably 25 cents. Yes, you got a good card. There you go.
Whoa, man.
All right. He just pulled a Ken Griffey Jr. fantasy team card. It's going to be worth about $50 to $100 when it comes out in the price guide. Okay? And the reason is because on the back, on the bottom here, it is numbered of 2,000 cards. There's only 2,000 of these cards made. And now there's only 1,999 left out there because you got one. Okay, I'm going to put this in something for you to protect it.
Okay. I'll give you Chipper Jones for somebody. I think he's worth about 25 cents.
Maybe I'll trade you Roman Desi for him.
Okay.
Sterling Hitchcock?
It's usually fun to get a player that you don't have and you really want.
I think I saw one that I wanted. It should be around here. I'm just going to see if it's worth as much as Jeff Bagwell is worth.
Jimmy's learning the value of a dollar.
That's a dollar.
He knows how to save for what he wants.
Want to do it?
I thank God for Jimmy. He's a really great kid. He's really intelligent, and he makes me very proud.
Okay, let's make another trade. Okay?
Oh,
although most people are here to swap, there are a few things for sale, like these brownies here, which I absolutely have to try. Wow. So the small ones are 50 cents and the big ones are 75 cents. Well, the big ones are twice as big, so it's a pretty good deal. But is it worth it to spend the extra quarter if I'm only hungry enough to eat half? I'll get the small one. Here you go. 50 cents.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, whether you're buying, selling, or swapping stuff, you always have to figure out what a thing is worth. And that's not as easy as it sounds. You'd be amazed at the number of things you have to consider. Ooh. Oh, that's good.
What about 26 or less?
At an auction, the value of an object depends on what shape it's in, how rare it is, and even how fast the auctioneer talks when he's trying to sell it. But it's up to the buyers to ultimately decide how much money they're willing to bid.
Now we're going to be selling a Schwinn unicycle.
Look at here, a Schwinn unicycle. Boy, I'll tell you, there is a beauty.
My name is Sarah Wooten. I'm an associate auctioneer. I'm 12 years old, and I work at Old Female Auctions. Old Female Auctions is a family-run business, and I work with my mother and father. My dad's the auctioneer. People are willing to pay all kinds of prices for different items, and he basically tells them what price they're at and asks who else wants to buy it. An auction's a lot like a game, and there's lots of different players. There's the auctioneer, the demonstrators, and the buyers. The demonstrator holds up an item that the buyers are going to bid for. If you want to bid, you have to have a number. A number identifies the bidder to us. Whoever is willing to pay the most money wins the game.
All in, all done. Sold for $15 on the side aisle number 12, the winner.
A large variety of things that people bring us for the auction. Musical instruments, books, furniture, you name it, and they bring it to us.
Oh, and look at here, some old primitive ones. Wow, isn't that a beauty? Old stencils, old ladder back. Oh, yes, Sarah, look here. What does it say?
Lawrence.
January 1st, 1877. Look at here. Happy New Year. Somebody's present to a little girl in 1877. Isn't that neat?
I don't think you want this.
Well, Walter, you're right. That might better be in a garage sale, I think.
This might be interesting.
Oh, look at that. Old oak tool chest. Isn't that a beauty? Yeah, we'll auction that for you. Is it your attic, was it?
Yes, yeah. It's right there for we don't know how long.
Isn't that neat?
Some people just want to get rid of some stuff in their house, like in their attics or basements or stuff.
What do you have for us today?
All right, I got a Majestic acoustic guitar, and you have the Yvette clarinet.
Let's get some stickers on it, and then we can put it in for Friday's sale.
Good job.
Once all the items are dropped off and cataloged, my dad does appraisals.
Sarah, what do you think that flute is worth?
Probably about $100.
One of my dad's jobs is to estimate the value for all the items that we're selling.
What about that clarinet? That looks like a nice one.
Probably about 75.
Why do you think that the flute is worth more than the clarinet?
Well, it has like a really old case.
Mm-hmm. What's it made of? Silver plate, I guess, isn't it? Yeah. There's some Beanie Babies over here, and I don't know much about Beanie Babies.
All right, let me get them out.
All right, let's see if you can give me some ideas on what they're worth. Who are these guys, Sarah?
This one's Aaron.
Uh-huh.
This one's worth about $50. $50? $50.
I'll be darned, huh?
And this one's Garcia. He's worth closer to $200.
Garcia. I'll be darned.
Previews give people a chance to look at the items and decide what they think the value of the item is.
I don't want to go over $200 for the entire night.
Now, where are we going to put this in the house?
My husband and I both are looking for antique furniture.
People come to look at the stuff that we're going to sell to make sure that they like it, to make sure that it isn't chipped or broken or anything.
And it's got an inlet
turquoise yet. I mean, this piece here is $40, and maybe we get the table for $40.
What a bargain. You never know what you're going to find in someone else's drawer.
I don't see any problems with the ivory on there.
How about this one?
No. It's cheap. It's broken. It's not going to be worth as much as if it was in mint condition. If there's a history with it, then it's worth more.
Beautiful Victorian doll with a long maroon skirt, a real train. When this came in from the estate, it was on a big white pedestal, and the train could trail down around the stool it was on. A really nice doll there. What have you there? Well, I need it. 28, 25 now.
35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35, 35
1.25 now. 210, 210, 220, 220, 230, 230, 230, 240, 240, 250, 250, 260, 260, 270, 280, 280.
It's a lot more exciting because my dad's voice gets louder and faster.
280, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290, 290 180, 90, 180, 90. All you know that at 280, once, twice, and three times, you won it. $280, number 21 miles.
It's a good chair, and it's very old, and it's local from Hunterdon County, where we live. And I know it'll hold its value, you know? I think it's a good investment.
I paid $5 for a bird feeder. My little birds are gonna be happy.
I did good. I stayed within my budget. Can you see me with my new boat going like this?
One of the greatest things about the auction is that the sellers can sell and the buyers can buy. An auction is a game where everybody wins.
Now, this may not look like very much to trade, but it's actually some valuable information which I'll trade you for 2 minutes of your time. It's the name of three books I think you'll enjoy, but you don't have to take my word for it.
Warm, fuzzy, soft, and cuddly. Who wouldn't want a great big teddy bear? Hi, I'm Bonnie Dennison, and I just read a book called Mama Bear. It's about a little girl who learns that sometimes in life you have to trade what you have for what you want. May May sees a teddy bear in a store window. She wants the bear, but her mother says they can't afford it. So May May decides to save some money to buy the bear herself. She helps her mother at work. As a reward, she gets almond cookies. But then she finds out the cookies are worth money. May May has an idea. She won't eat the cookies, she'll sell them. That way, she'll have money to buy the bear. Will May May be able to earn enough money to buy the teddy bear? There's only one way to find out. Read this book. I wouldn't trade Mama Bear for anything.
Hi, how'd you like to trade some really fun recipes with your friends? Well, I've got a book for you. It's called The Pirate Cookbook. Pirate Pete is the guide in this book. He gives us lots of cooking information. The best part of the book is definitely the recipes. These pirate potato boats look delicious. You could definitely share this recipe with a friend. It's a desert island dessert. My favorite recipe is the Titanic treats. I'm Austin Chang, and I'm getting hungry. I warn you, if you read this book, you'll get hungry too. But it's worth it. The Pirate Cookbook.
Hi, I'm Alyssa. Food is yummy, and even better when you swap and share it with someone else. That's what happens in this story, Mama Provy and the Pot of Rice. Mama Provy lives on the first floor. Her granddaughter Lucy lives on the eighth floor. One day, Lucy gets sick. Mama Provy decides to make Lucy a delicious pot of arroz con pollo. That's chicken and rice. Up the stairs she goes. Mama Provy trades some arroz con pollo for some bread. Mmm, what's that cooking? It's frijoles negros. Those are black beans. So she trades again with Senor Rivera. Trading is such a great idea. All this talk about arroz con pollo is making me hungry. I'll go eat. You go get this book. Adios, amigos.
I'm sorry to say it's time to go, but I traded everything I came with, and I'm going home with some pretty cool stuff. I am very happy with these baseball cards. You know, I made some pretty good trades today. And most of all, I had a great time, and you can't put a price on that. I'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Saturday Sancocho by Leila Torres, illustrated by Leila Torres, published by Farrar, Strauss, and Giroux, Mama Provy and the Pot of Rice by Silvia Rosa Casanova, illustrated by Robert Roth, published by Simon & Schuster Incorporated, The Pirate Cookbook, text by Mary Ling, designed by Karen Lieberman, published by DK Publishing. Mama Bear by Ching Fang Sun. Illustrated by Lolly Robinson. Published by Houghton Mifflin Company.